Hello, this is Jay Flannelly, the Beef. From Bees World, powered and fueled by MDN. Today, I'm going to do a little fall update. A lot going on the last couple weeks. Happy Memorial Day, everybody, by the way. It's day after, but I hope everybody had a good holiday. Weather's tremendous out here in Massachusetts, where I'm from also, but pretty cool. And we'll have some pod up on the Clemson baseball success with our good friend Eric Backage. Whole bunch of NFL news. DeAndre Hopkins, NFL meetings, Aaron Rodgers, Jimmy Garoppolo, rules changes. We're going to go over all of it. NFL meetings are last week. The biggest things that come out of it is you can have a third quarterback active for the game, and he doesn't count as a roster spot, and he only plays in emergencies. And once he enters the game, the other quarterbacks can only come in the fourth quarter, basically. So what happened to the 49ers is going to happen where they have, you know, they have a guy who's played for like 15 teams having to come in, and it's just a mess. But reality, let me know a secret. If you're relying on your third quarterback in a game, there aren't going to be many Brock Purdy's. Thursday night football flex schedule change adjustments. Really sounds confusing, but it's not. Basically, what happened now, you have a 28-day window to flex a game from weeks 13 through 17 in the NFL. So if you're playing Thursday night, they can flex you to Sunday and vice versa. Suppose Pat Mahomes or Joe Burrow or Josh Allen gets hurt, and those teams aren't good, and they want to move that game. They have a 28-day window, and you can eliminate several teams that can't do this, because if you play twice on Thursday Night Football, you're not eligible to be flexed. So I know it sounds crazy. There's some trying to eliminate the kickoff and minimize special teams with the rules. And, I'm not going to get an overly specific special teams kickoff rules, but that's why we have CPR around. He talks about the kicking game stuff. And maybe he and I will talk about that at the end of June when I go home to Boston. OTAs, in general, are important for a bunch of reasons. You get new players, new coaches, new schemes, learning systems, getting work in. You get to see where your players are coming off of surgery. You know, we're going to talk about the Jimmy Garoppolo thing here in a little bit. And Michael Nwayu on the Patriots is another one. There's a lot of guys have off-season surgeries. You also get to see where the holdouts are with guys with franchise tags, Saquon Barkley, Quinnen Williams from the Jets. In new systems and how you're going to play, like the Lions made a lot of changes, particularly defensively. They got whole new backfield as far as running backs go because of DeAndre Swift and Jamal Williams being gone, David Montgomery and Gibbs coming in. And a lot of changes in the back seven of their defense from linebackers out to, the defensive backs. But you want to see what's going on. You'll see a lot of depth moves, too. Guys being signed that are camp bodies, insurance, third, fourth quarterbacks, depth guys. Like, as an example, I live out in Detroit. The Lions could use another wide receiver. They could use a good backup quarterback and then use a defensive tackle. Other than that, their team's pretty set. Which leads us to DeAndre Hopkins. It was reported he was released last Friday. He wasn't released, by the way. He's going to be released, but they just time-stamped it. They were trying to trade him to either the Bills or the Chiefs to kind of work out compensation. So that's still ongoing. Just about every team in the league could use DeAndre Hopkins. He's a really good player. Put up some really good numbers on a bad Arizona team with a guy whose rep is not very good throwing the ball. You could name half the teams in the league. He'd be a really good fit. But I think he's going to go either to a team that has really high-end quarterback. We've seen Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen, hell, even the Lions with Jared Goff. Or big money. He's going to get one or the other. Now, the other thing, the two quarterbacks in the news. Aaron Rodgers, minor calf strain at Jets, workouts, OTAs, more cautionary than anything. And what I'm about to say isn't supposed to be mean about Aaron Rodgers. Part of the problem is he's not used to having to ramp up and be at this level because he's been on the Packers. The Packers know he's good. He's been in contract disputes with them, pissing contests in the media, so he wasn't working hard the offseason. So he's coming in, he's not used to doing this amount of work and stuff at OTAs and so forth, because he's learning a new system, learning a new teammate, so forth. So it got hurt. Better to have this happen than now, but again, he's over 35. He's a quarterback. It's never good to have him breaking down like this. Speaking of breaking down, Jimmy Garoppolo, it never ends with him. A complete mess. The Raiders, of course, signed this guy. When free agency starts, he's got about a little under $40 million guaranteed money coming. And wait a minute, all of a sudden reports came out last week, end of the week, going into the holiday weekend, that Jimmy's money he's got any money from the Raiders. Well, we found out why. In March, when he signed with the Raiders, they gave a physical. He failed the physical with the foot injury going back to when he was on the 49ers in December, got hurt in Miami. So they told him, go get the surgery on your ankle. So basically, his signing bonus and so forth gets turned into salary. So if he flunks his physical and reports for training camp, or reports earlier than that, his deal is done and he's cut. So they have Aiden O'Connell, Brian Hoyer, Jared Stidham, and some fourth guy. Oh, and the new owner of the team. Part owner of the team. Might know who he is. He's pretty good. But it's just, the Raiders went from Derek Carr to the car accident that is Jimmy Garoppolo. Literally, I had people joking me yesterday, texting me about this, that, you know, Jimmy got hurt filming a Subway commercial. One of the great mysteries to me of all time is this: the Patriots brought this guy in their place, Tom Brady, and famously said, age and contract situation. Tom has had one injury in his career. It was a dirty hit. The league banned it in his career, and they brought this clown in. He's basically white Charlie Batch. You remember who Charlie Batch is? Small college player who was good when he played, always got hurt. Got hurt when he was in high school. So the Raiders are screwed, but hey, maybe that's their master plan. Because this quarterback draft, if you listen to any of these, the draft analysts, the Jim Nagys, the Orlads, the Matt Millers, all the different, Daniel Jeremiah, Mel Kiper Jr., say this draft is going to be ridiculous for quarterbacks. But we'll see. But again, the Raiders, just sometimes, you know, certain teams can't get all their own way. Hey, Raiders, I don't know if you know this. Why do you think the 49ers moved on from Jimmy Garoppolo? By the way, they moved on from Jimmy Garoppolo for two guys. One guy broke his ankle four ways. The other guy broke his elbow four ways. Think about that. I always like to tell people, if you want to think of something, say it out loud and see, hear how it sounds. It's just stupid. Enjoy the holiday spirit weekend. Everything is good coming off that little bit of summer gone now. Weather, watch some baseball. College World Series for softball and baseball this weekend. Enjoy them. Again, this is Jay Flannery, the B for Beavs Roll. Powered and fueled by MDN. LFG, baby.